Hey, Mimi.
Okay. Hey, Gigi.
When you're driving around, just seeing the town, sitting bored at home, feeling all alone, fill up a glass, pick out a gloss. We got the tea, we got the sauce. Get queerified.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get queerified.
Hey there, I'm Gigi.
And I am Mimi.
And you're listening to Queerified, where you'll hear from legendary icons in the LGBTQIA+ community.
And some ride or die allies as well.
Today you'll hear from one of my oldest friends, an OG sis, Dani Noriega, better known as Adore Delano.
She sings, she acts, she writes songs, she performs, and she's a badass bitch.
We reminisce on old times, talk about all things gender, and the vicious two-headed beast that is called reality television.
Ooh, I'm a little scared.
Oh my God, don't be. This is Hollywood, baby.
Oh yeah. But before we get started, please don't forget to call into the Queerified hotline at 1-844-QUEERYS. That's QUEERYS.
Call and ask us anything. Absolutely nothing is off limits. And maybe we'll answer your question right here on the pod. Stop kidding around. We know you have a question. So just call in and ask.
And while you're at it, please leave us 5 stars and a nice review, and only 5 stars and a nice review, or else.
And now, without further ado,
ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Adore Delano.
All right, we are back with Miss, Mr., all the things, Adore Delano.
Hi.
Hi, Adore. This is so crazy.
So crazy. I finally made it. We took all the like bad roads, but we're here.
I think something people don't know is we've known each other for a very long time.
A long time, like years, over a decade probably. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So when we met, you weren't doing drag, right?
No, not at all.
You were still Dani, just Dani.
Yeah, I was just a kid with a little MacBook. I think it was like Skype day vibes, like back in the day.
It was, yeah. Okay,
you guys met over Skype?
Around that era, yeah.
I think so. So Kara Cunningham, mm-hmm. formerly known as Chris Crocker, mm-hmm. used to put us all in a Skype chat. And I used to be in my parents' house literally for like 6 hours at a time on this group Skype. A lot of the times being bullied by Kara. I will say.
Wait, I think I was in those.
You were.
I think I was. Oh my God.
Yes, yes.
I'm gagging.
She's maybe a former bully, maybe still is. We don't really know.
Oh my God.
I love Kara though. So happy for her that obviously, regardless to say. But so when we first met, we used to like run around in WeHo.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, a lot. Yes.
And you used to be doing like Angel Baby on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It was like when we were like barely legal to drink. It was like those years. Yeah. Yeah, it was... Yeah, we had some of our little forming years together, for sure.
We did.
Yeah, you had like YouTube video singing Britney Spears. I remember that too.
Oh gosh. Did I not delete
it? It's all coming back to me. Oh my God.
Who doesn't have those videos lurking?
We all have them.
What kind of things did you guys get up to back in the day, 10 years ago?
Well, I always tell people, like, a lot of people don't know how, like, rock star you are. Like, I have, like, some of the most punk memories with her. Like, I mean, I don't know if I even want to share some of
them. Do it. Oh, my God.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
No, like, I have some punk rock memories with you. Like just going out and just, like, being young kids, like, on the streets, just, like, chilling. Not on the streets, but I mean, like, you know, going to the clubs. On the streets.
On the streets.
But, like, I always say, like, whenever you get brought up in, like, any type of conversation, I'm like, you guys don't understand how punk rock, like, that's why I love you so much, because you're, like, way more punk than people know.
Right.
Like, one of the most punk bitches I know. Yeah.
Because of my, like, exterior, you wouldn't really think so, because of the blonde hair mm-hmm. and the tan and all that.
Mm-hmm. The professionalism, it's all there up front, but then, like, spend 15 minutes and she comes out.
Yeah, she's, like, probably more punk than I am. Like, yeah. I was really surprised.
I would say different levels. I remember, so one of the craziest memories that I remember, and it's definitely not the craziest memory, but when I first moved to LA, I forget your friend, but he was like kind of the driver for the night. And I was staying at the Andaz Hotel.
Yeah.
I want to say his name.
Oh my God.
So he picked me up at the hotel, and I believe that you were in the passenger seat. We went out to WeHo. We had so much fun. I was like very new to LA and I had not lived there yet. So we were getting back from the club, going back to the car, mm-hmm. maybe not the most sober.
No.
Let me just say. Definitely. And he backed up. He was parallel parked. He backed up into a car and he nudged the car. And I was like, oh my God, being Canadian, I was like, oh my God, we have to get out. Let's make sure the car is okay. Like, he's like, no, girl, we don't do that. No. This is
what?
LA.
No.
So he proceeds to put it in forward gas.
Gas, yeah, drive. Yeah,
drive forward into the car in front of him and bumps the car in front, reverses, bumps the car in back, and does that over and over again.
Jesus.
To the two cars. Yeah. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that, but we were really known. Wasted. That's why I don't drink anymore. I freaking black out for a living. But no, I do remember, like, we were known for, like, just leaving notes after we'd hit a car. But we
known
never, like,
let... for.
Yeah, like, we'd be like, sorry, hit your car. But, like, a little smiley face. And we just would leave, like, not leave our information. We would just be like, sorry, like, we didn't mean it. Like,
now that's rock star if I've ever.
That's pretty punk. It is.
Unapologetic. Bullshit. I want to know about your time in the X on the Beach house.
Oh, God.
So you were on the MTV show, X on the Beach, reality TV, just you being one of the queer people in there. I watched the whole season.
Did you?
Oh, yes.
I didn't.
One of my best friends, La Demi, was on the show with you.
Yes,
I want to know about your experience in that house, because being thrown into such a straight, heteronormative environment as MTV does... I want to hear your thoughts on that.
I don't really have regrets, but I do kind of regret doing that. But like they did
wow,
pay
really?
Really. Yeah, they paid really well. And that's why they got me, because I told them no. I told them no the year before that. And then they like offered me like two offers. And I was like, okay. I mean, like, I've done worse for money. Like who can I fight? Who can I fight?
So the money was good. But like, why did you hate it in that moment? Like, being in there, was it triggering from like being on RuPaul's Drag Race? Were there similarities?
I just know I have a drinking problem. And then like I was noticing the pattern of them just like kind of feeding us alcohol at 2 p.m.
Of course, yeah.
And I was like, this is not going to end well. And I ended up fighting like everybody in the house. Don't remember any of it.
So you did a good job on the show. This is what you're saying.
Oh, amazing.
That's what they want.
If it was a competition, I would have won. But it was really weird. Like it really put me into like a weird, like dark place after it aired. And I was just like, who is that? Let's figure who you are out now. Like, I don't know.
Oh, no. So that's like twice. First Drag Race and now X on the Beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there going to be a third time on reality TV?
Probably not. I had a couple offers, but I'm like, up the money a little bit and then I'll make an ass of myself.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's essentially what you're doing on reality TV, right?
Yeah. You have to make an ass out of yourself.
Right. So what are the two? I want to know, because I've never really been in a situation where we had a guest on earlier on a previous episode that compared being on reality TV to the Squid Game.
I have not watched a Squid Game yet.
You haven't.
No, but I want to.
You have to. It's fucking amazing.
This is now a Squid Game podcast.
No, I love that. I mean,
I'm a fan.
It's like Hunger Games, like, but like up.
Yes.
Right?
So like basically anything can be thrown at you. You know nothing going on. It's all the producers behind the scenes. As someone that's not ever really put myself through that, but would, like, I'm
you
very
would,
open.
You would, Gigi? Like, you would,
I would.
Go
I'm
into reality TV knowing what it is?
I would. You know, if the price was right and it was a good fit, like, I really would. I don't see a problem with it. It's just, it has to be worth my time. I'm not going into
for my
health. I see
you on Housewives, to be honest.
Yeah, but very much that. I also feel like it's maybe not as intense on Housewives because they're all
I would think so.
Being like, fed what to say as opposed to like jumped.
The hate they get online must be crazy.
It's all pretty intense. Like when cameras are like constantly in your face and then like they have to like especially like X on the Beach, like they wake you up at 7 a.m. with like cameras
Jesus.
In your face. And they're like manipulating storylines, and you're just like, none of these people I dated in real life, but like, I mean, whatever.
I would hate that. Like, how am I going to shave my upper lip in peace?
Hated it. Exactly. Upper and bottom lip. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just like kind of scared the whole time. And then I had like track extensions and they were falling out every like day.
Oh, I thought your hair looked pretty on the show.
Yeah, but like they were falling out and I was just like hanging them on the like glass in the shower. It was just like awful.
Well, you had Demi there. She's pro hairstylist. I'm sure she helped.
Yeah, she was like glued them with like track glue in the back of my head. It was
good.
Like pretty iconic. But
what was the premise of that show? So it was straight people mostly and everyone's looking to date. How does that work with queer people?
Well, this season that I was on, they had put like everybody was like fluid at least. Like they were work. At least, yeah. So like the most like straight person was like bisexual. And it was
really?
Just like so, yeah, so it was just kind of like they knew what they were doing. Like, I don't know. It was just weird that like I pretended like a bartender at the Abbey was one of my exes and like
oh my god, that was pretend.
I love that.
Yeah, I feel like everybody has that bartender at the Abbey. They can text and be like, hey, do you want to be my ex for a minute? Mm-hmm. I know I've done that.
Yeah, like, I mean, I went on a couple dates with him in real life, but, like, it was so fake. Like, that was not, like, the vibe. Like, but I don't know. I still wanted to fight everybody when I was on wine, so whatever.
I love on wine.
On wine. When I was winding down.
It's funny, though. I feel like everything on TV, no matter how intimate you think that it is, like, no matter how many, you know, there could be one camera there. It could be zoomed in from so far. Everyone is mic'd. Everyone knows they're on camera. Mm-hmm. Everything is so, 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 so fake. And like, especially when something looks pretty on TV, the lighting, if you were to walk in the room, like people that know lighting and know being on camera, you know when you're being filmed when you walk in a room. You're like, this is not natural lighting. This is extreme because the cameras need to pick it up. Like you, everything is so, so, so fake.
Yeah.
And I feel like X on the Beach is a prime example of that just because they are so savage with like their shit. But you were really funny on it.
Was I? I thought yes. I had more iconic moments that they didn't air, but like, I don't know. I didn't really watch a lot of it though.
It was a really good one. Okay. Like you were really fun. And like, I loved you and La Demi's like friendship. Like mm-hmm. I feel like you guys were each other's like kind of saving grace in the house a little bit.
Yeah, we definitely were. Like I remember us like fighting like there were two straight guys that came in. And we were, like, fighting them, like, every morning, and it was pretty cool. But what people don't know, it was so funny, like, she was, like, the cook in the house, and I was, like, the cleaner. It was, like, so weird.
Demi was the cook? You?
Yeah.
Like, she does love food.
She was, like, cooking, and I was, like, doing the dishes, and I'm, like, this is not, like, real life. Like, this is not.
You guys got to separate the activities, the chores.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about your sobriety a little bit? You touched upon it, and then we also talked about it right before recording. We just had somebody come on and talk about their sobriety. Can you talk to us about yours and what took you there?
Yeah, I mean, the pandemic really got me like to like look at myself and just like see like what was going on in my life. Like not to get like too deep, but like I was really like not going in the best place and like not working and just kind of having to look in the mirror and like face your reality. Like I stopped drinking for almost a year, and then like 2 months ago I started like drinking again. And like even like a month ago was the last time I drank, so I'm like back on the wheel. But like I fell off stage like a month ago. Like I was like,
really?
Yeah.
So you only drink really to get like blacked out. Mm-hmm. Right.
But like I was blacking out really quick because I had lost like 40 pounds and like it was just like hitting me like right away. So it's like two glasses of wine, I was blacked out and just like, it was really embarrassing. I'm like, okay, it's either like your career or your party life. And it's like, it's not merging well. And like, I'm like the party girl, but it was still like, you can be that without like being blacked out.
You can be a sober party girl.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm trying to find that balance right now.
Yeah. I heard, I mean, this is like, I forget where I heard it and I'm totally going to butcher the quote, but it's like, it comes a time where it becomes an issue when the life of the party has a like dependence on alcohol to be the life of the party.
Exactly.
And I feel like that's how a lot of entertainers feel, you know, like they feel like they've lost their mojo if they're not drunk or they haven't had a drink. Like I'm even like that sometimes. I can 100% admit, you know, like if I'm really not feeling it or whatever, I'm like, let me just have a drink. Let me get into it. Let's take the edge off. Let's really like, you know, go for gold because I'm not going to really give my all at this appearance that needs me to. And I feel like that's very drag queen entertainer MO.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 100%. You like took the word straight out of my mouth. But once it starts like drinking you, like once like you, like I wasn't drinking alcohol anymore. Like that shit was sipping me on a daily. And I was just like, okay, now you're just like forming your identity around this like
mm-hmm.
this
not
substance. Yeah. And I mean like, and I'm so jealous of people that can actually just like have a glass of wine and stuff like that. And I'm trying to find like, you know, peace in that and see if that can be a possibility. But just right now, I'm like, no, it can't work for you right now, girl.
Being a sober drag queen entertainer is definitely possible. I didn't think it could be. But Gigi, do you remember when we hung out with Jimbo? And I don't know if Jimbo is only sober in drag or in everyday life, but that was the first time where I saw someone who was sober and I was like, oh, this bitch is the life of the party sober.
Yes. Yeah. And she was like fully like people would come up to her so wasted, like and fall on her and all this shit. And literally she would be like, oh, honey, you want a photo? Like babying them in mm-hmm. their drunkenness, she would almost get pleasure out of it.
Yes.
And I am like, I tip my hat to Miss Jimbo because yeah. she really is. Like, she actually taught me that too. I feel like it's so hard to be around drunk people, and you're performing usually at clubs, right? For drunk people. Yeah. It's like, it's a lot of pressure to be on that level.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally. Yeah, and like I try to tell my manager, I'm like, can we like try to do like music venues as opposed to just doing bars and clubs? Like even at the music venues, they're wasted. Like there's still like a full bar and it's still like, it's always going to be there. So it's up to you to navigate through that. And I like what you just said though, because like in the meet and greets, you learn how to like soberly navigate through that. And just like, it's almost like a secret weapon. Like you can pretend to be like yes. the party girl and stuff, but you can still pick on the people that are kind of like on a different level, and you're like, okay, girl, I know how to deal with you now. You can spill your drink in my really expensive wig. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah, yeah, that was the Jimbo yeah. vibe. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I want to ask, is there anything that has changed since you've seen yourself on Drag Race? You know, I don't really want to get into Drag Race, whatever, but is there anything that has been really like an enlightening spiritual moment for you after seeing yourself on X on the Beach, whatever, like gender, identity, spiritually? Like, how do you see yourself now as opposed to in comparison to those shows? Because we all grow every day, you know, but I feel like yeah. you really like are so in tune with that. That's the vibe I get.
Yeah, no, completely. I feel like it's like a blessing and a curse to see yourself on television when like you film it like a year prior and you're like already doing the work and growing and while it like airs and stuff. And then when you have to like play that back and watch it on television, it kind of like it boosts you to kind of like have some realizations as well, like in the midst of all that. But like, yeah, like after Drag Race and like I was a baby drag queen and got on Drag Race, and it's like I was still going through like my gender identity, and that's something that I dealt with since I was like a teenager. And it's like I feel like drag has been like an outlet for me to kind of explore that and just be, you know, more fluid with my vibes. And just like, I don't know, that's why I'm so thankful for like the character of Adore that I created, because it's like she gave me that like that kind of Superman hero cape to kind of like explore that side of me. And a lot of like my drag friends, like Bianca and all, they're always like I kind of like merged Danny and Adore together in my everyday life, even. And because it's like,
yeah, I was gonna say that I never felt like Adore was not Danny in the yeah. same way that, you know, other drag queens, like Trixie Mattel is not Trixie Mattel out of drag, but
no,
Adore is very one person to me. So that's funny to hear you say that, because I thought it was the opposite.
Yeah, no, it's totally that. And I think that is what I'm learning right now with like dating and stuff. It's like I'm noticing like even the people that I date, they see Adore and Danny as like one, and I'm still trying to navigate that. So I think that's something that I'm working on even like to this day, mm-hmm. to kind of like, you know, have that like going to the bank and cashing a check, and it's like having the bank teller be like, oh, Adore, and I'm like, I'm not, oh, am I? It's like it does fuck with your psyche sometimes, but it's a blessing and a curse.
What are your pronouns?
I go by everything. I do.
I love that.
I do.
Like the mermaid you are.
I am a mermaid. I always say I go by everything, but that doesn't take away the importance of like people like having to like, you know, feel in their soul what they want to be, you know, called. So it's like, yeah, I don't know. It's
just totally. Like, I feel like you were almost like ahead of the curve. Like I know like all the millennials now are like, oh, I'm pansexual, don't call me he or she or whatever. Like just very woke, very like, yeah. very just like smart about the entire situation. Whereas before, like I literally came out like 6 times online because I was like, this is what I categorize myself as. This is what I am now.
Which and it's, is
like,
not, which is valid.
It is. Yeah. And at the time, it served me, you know? So of course I'm going to do something that feels good and like works for me. But I feel like you've always kind of been ahead of the curve because you always were, for lack of a better term, a gender bender to me. Like,
totally.
You for sure were always so feminine, mm-hmm. yet masculine,
yeah.
yet like, even like the tone of your voice is so like in between, like it's
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, that's true.
And I want to ask you also, like, so as a drag queen that is kind of lumped into all of these other drag queens, right? Like, it's so trendy right now to be a drag queen, I feel. So, like, there's thousands of drag queens. Like, so many people who have been on Drag Race, all that shit. Congrats to all of them. It's so major. But, like, do you ever feel, like, pigeonholed to be like them? Because you are so much more.
Totally. And I think that, like, again, I feel like I go through that, like, daily. Like, even with, like, you know, the pandemic happening, it kind of stopped everybody's work and it threw us back in. And, like we're all trying to find ourselves. And it's, like, I felt comfort with being, like, the gender bender, kind of, like, having that be my own lane and just, like, yeah, like, it's so weird. Like, with Adore, like, I sometimes feel more masculine in drag. And then, like, out of drag, I feel, like, more feminine.
I feel that for you.
It's pretty crazy. Even if I do put on, like, a full beat, like, I still feel more, like...
Like butch.
Like, masculine. Yeah. Right. I'm, like, kind of, like, I don't know.
That is so interesting.
It's pretty trippy.
It's everything, though, because yeah. I feel like your sense. Vibe... It does, for her. Like, literally, like, I'm totally getting that. It's, like, radiating off of mm-hmm. you because I feel like... It is that when you have all of the shit packed on, it's mm-hmm. like, I feel like a man in drag. But then when you wake up, like literally just you right now, it's like, oh, hi, like I'm a fishy girl.
Right.
Like I'm like a hippie vibe music queen. Like, mm-hmm. I love that.
It's crazy. And then some days are different than others. And I'm finding, like, Courtney helped me out a lot with that. Like my gender identity and just like being fluid with everything. She's like, you don't have to have answers every day. Like, it's just like how you feel. Like, and that's fine. And it's beautiful. And it's like, you find the beauty in that, like, the older you get. Like, I hate to sound, like, cliche, but it's, like, I just had a birthday last week, and I'm, like, I wake up in the morning, I'm, like, bitch, you are beautiful. Like, you are, like, and you're feeling a little different than you were last week, and that's okay. And it's, like, that's what I want, like, the younger kids to feel, too. Like, you don't have to, like, you don't have to put your finger on it if you don't want to or feel like you can't right now because you're constantly always, like, growing. It's an evolution. Like, life's, like, a... You're like a fucking flower. You know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah. Do you ever feel pressure to speak on that? Because so many people, I'm sure, are asking you, like, how does your confidence stay so high? Or, like, how are you so sure in your fluidity? Like, I'm questioning whether to do hormones. And also, yeah. have you ever experimented with hormones, like estrogen?
Never. No, I've never experimented with hormones or estrogen. But, like, I do find the pressure sometimes to find the answers. But, like, I think that, like... In that itself is finding an answer. It's like I said earlier, it's like you don't really have to have an answer for it. And like I said, Courtney helped me out with that like a lot. Like we have like talks about like gender and like feeling different every day. And that's totally okay. And I try to talk to like the kids about that too in meet and greets. I'm like, you don't have to put a finger on it. Like you are literally half my age and I'm still figuring it out.
Right.
Like it's all beautiful. Like, you know,
the journey is so fun. It's so fun to like get to know yourself. You said you've never experimented with hormones. Have you ever thought about transitioning ever?
Oh, totally. Actually, really? when I was 15, I had the talk with my mom. I came out when I was 12.
Your mom's an angel, by the way.
Thank you.
Angel Isn't baby.
She? Angel
Wait,
baby.
Can you do the voice? angel baby, por vida. It reminds me of those videos you used to film in your front yard.
Mm-hmm. And then like I would like give my mom's address and street sign to everybody. They would show up to my mom's
house. And like
house.
All of her hair supplies you would like use as props mm-hmm. and shit. Oh, I fucking love those videos.
No, but yeah, I came out when I was 12. My mom was totally accepting of it. But when I was 15, I came out again as transgender to my mom.
Oh, so you were trans.
Yeah, like totally. Like my mind was made up. My mom was actually like, it was so foreign like back then, like 2004, 2005 to like have this language for that. Because I was like, I remember her specifically saying like she was going to pay for my chest surgery because I was wow. so.
An angel.
I was so insecure when I was like in high school. Like I knew I wasn't a boy. I knew when I was like 16 that I wasn't a girl though. Like there was something that was like in the middle of it. Like I'm the true Janice Ian of my class. Like it was like there was something happening there.
I live for that.
It was very that. It's very that though, because I was like, "What are you? Like I don't know yeah. what you are." But like I would have people like Pete Burns to look up to though. Like I was like, you know what? I kind of identify with that. Like there's something going on here.
So wait, for the children that don't know Pete Burns, though, mm-hmm. I know her mm-hmm. as like having crazy plastic surgery. What else mm-hmm. does like she stand for?
Oh my God, she's a musician.
I didn't know. I don't
yes,
know.
Dead or alive. Gigi.
I don't know this.
You know that you spin me right round, baby.
Right
yeah,
round.
That's her gig. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. No, but I identified with her when she was on Celebrity Big Brother when we were like yes. in high school. Yeah, and she read the girls down.
So now that's the true word of iconic, because I feel like iconic and legendary are so overused nowadays. Mm-hmm. Now that's iconic.
Yeah, she's a true pioneer for like just flowing in the middle for a
of
while.
Of course, Pete and Burns.
She would even say like, don't call me her. Do not, like you, whatever you, I, whatever you, the energy that I'm giving you is like what you, like it's not, and I'm like, wow, like that's like a true testament of just being like, it's not that serious. Like for her, you know what I mean? But that doesn't take away the seriousness for other people. So that's where you gotta, you know, see the yeah. line.
To each their own.
To each their right. own forever. That's a
that's an
it.
Example to be set, though. Pete Burns on national TV doing oh, yes. all that. Like, fuck, that probably freed so many people, even just seeing that.
On totally. Big Brother for
damn.
Straight people.
And when it wasn't really like a thing to be saying all that.
And was like total alpha for, of the house. Like everybody was listening to her because she was like, had that house eating out of the palm of her hand, and she just like everyday glam, everyday wig.
Fuck yes. She was my ears are perking up right now. I'm so excited to see it.
Iconic. She got her coat was like gorilla skin, and like they confiscated her coat. She's like, my fucking coat got arrested. Where's my fucking coat?
Would you guys do Big Brother?
Yeah.
I would. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Courtney, she did it. She killed it.
Yeah, Courtney killed it. She won, right? Yeah, she won.
I just feel like, what would I do in private? I mean, I just feel like they watch you all the time. It's so stressful.
You would have no privacy.
I know. How would I shave my upper lip? Again, I guess I would just have to be really comfortable.
You would normalize shaving your upper lip for people.
Yes.
I mean, I already do that. It's just doing it is a different thing.
I would do it in the hot tub. I think that would be iconic.
I'd have someone else do it.
Mm-hmm.
In the shower.
It's just spot gorgeous.
I would love that. Yeah, no, like Celebrity Big Brother is iconic. Like that's something I would totally do. I'd be like, yeah, I would love to fight with like somebody from the Housewives.
Oh, yes. Do you think they would do that, though?
I think so. Candy was in it, and she was, like, fighting Tamar.
Oh, my God.
Tamar was in it?
Tamar
oh my
was in that?
God.
Oh, yeah. It was iconic.
Gag. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would totally do it. I mean, right price, right time.
Totally.
If Adore was there, that's in my rider.
Yes, Adore Matt, right
and we need
here.
Kara, too.
Oh, my God. Kara would be iconic
Kara would
on that. Yeah, she would probably
She'd
win.
She'd be too much.
I know. Totally. I would totally watch that instead of join it.
Same, literally.
Have you always been a singer? I want to talk about your music because I feel like that's like Adore Delano is a singer.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she's a drag queen. Yeah, she's all of that. But she's also a musician and artist. In my head, at least. Like, do you feel that way?
Yeah, totally. Like, I feel like I always, like, would tell, even, like, the promoters that, like, book me around, like, I'm a singer first. So I always, like, try to check, like, do you got a mic that works? Because, like, when I show up, like, sure, I'm going to be in drag, but, like, I'm going to give you a vocal performance because I always say that's all I'm good at. But, yeah, I've always been a singer since I was little. I've always been, like, a little poet. I write poetry almost every day, and I turn them into songs. And, like, that's just something that just, like, fuels my fire. Like,
really,
like,
since you were young, huh?
Since I was little. I would say my first song I wrote was, like, 7. Yeah, it's called Circles.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you made it a song yet?
No.
Circles.
That's cute.
It's like, round and round, you got me going in circles. These big, crazy circles, you got me going in. Baby, you even got me blinded.
Okay, listen.
That
just
is good.
Picture it. That to like a Korn mm-hmm. backtrack hardcore rock. Yes.
Metal.
Everything.
I think I'm going to do it.
And like a psychedelic backdrop with the LED screen.
Oh,
like,
hell yeah.
That's so fun. Mm-hmm. That's my low-key favorite kind of music.
Yeah, me too.
Heavy rock.
Mm-hmm.
Like black liner smudged, heavy rock and mm-hmm. thrashing and crowd surfing.
Fuck shit up rock.
Uh-huh. And like
Wait,
drinking
beer.
Who
do you listen to?
I love Distillers. I love Casualties. I love Misfits. Like, I love like that punk, like GBH shit. Like, I grew up on
Don't
that
know
in
any
high
of
school.
Those.
Yeah, they're more like punk rock metal. I don't know. Like, I used to listen to like Mudvayne and like all.
Love that name. I feel like I have mud for Vayne.
It was like on Fuse TV with Julia. Like, I used to always be obsessed with like this girl named Julia. She was like this metalhead chick. And I just wanted to be like a Manson girl or like a Rob Zombie girl when I was younger.
What are those girls called on MySpace? Suicide Girls.
Suicide Girls.
Oh my God. Is that your vibe?
Do you remember them?
I totally remember them. And they tried to make Suicide Boys a thing. And I really wanted to join, but I was like underage and it didn't work. I was like, please, can
well,
you
when
like, jump
you were
in?
15, you said you were trans. Oh so you probably would have gotten the implant and probably become one.
That would have been iconic.
That would have fucking everything.
Oh my God.
I MySpace days. For, okay, so anybody that doesn't know State Champs, they're like,
what is State
rock.
Champs?
It's a group. They're amazing. Anybody listening, please, please comment because I'm alone in this forever. They have this song, Secrets, that I'm obsessed with. And my father-in-law got me tickets 1 year to go see them. And they're like this pop rock group. They're so major. I'm fucking obsessed. And I lost the tickets. So I never got to see them.
How does that happen?
It was Christmas. There were a lot of prezzies.
I accidentally threw it away with the wrappers, you know, the bow.
But they're so good. I feel like we share the same kind of like love and music. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you're not talking about dying or bleeding or loving or heartbreak, I'm not here for it.
Same. I feel so sorry for the guys that like date me because it's like I romanticize life. So it's like when I'm actually in a romance, I'm like,
romanticize lives.
Oh no, like I'm Taylor Swifting your ass so quick. Like, oh
what
no.
What is your dating life, right? Like, yeah. Who are you dating? Like, what's up with
you
that?
No, I'm down. like literally, I don't really date actually. I was dating somebody who's kind of known. But, like, I thought it would work because, like, we're kind of, like, known together. But, like, I don't know.
Wait, that's why you thought it would work?
Yeah, I never dated somebody that was kind of, like, in TV.
Same industry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did that make it harder or easier?
I don't think it, like, had anything to do with why it didn't work. But, like, I was like, you know, this is going to be cool because, like, you get how, like how fans come up to you and ask for pictures when you're at Starbucks or whatever. Like, I never experienced that with somebody that I was dating. And, like, when they were doing that to him, like, I felt so good inside. I was like,
wait, was this public? Do people know about this? Can
no.
you say his name out loud?
I'll
okay, we won't
that.
Say. We won't say.
No, we're, like, dating for, like, 6 months on and off. But, like, I always try to keep it, like, quiet because my fangirls are crazy.
Totally.
Like,
so it was Bradley Cooper.
It was Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
Brad Pitt. Wrong B-R-A-D.
Tell me something, girl. It was very that.
Well, I love that. I feel like a lot of the time people who are, say, more famous in the relationship mm-hmm. sometimes feel a lot of guilt when that mm-hmm. happens, you know? Like,
really?
Definitely. I've been in relationships in the past and I felt so guilty whenever somebody comes up and say, they're like, oh, will you take our photo?
That.
And it's like, you're... person taking your photo, which should be fine, right?
It
should be
yeah.
fine because they're supportive. They want you to be successful. Mm-hmm. They want this fan of you to have a photo. Mm-hmm. They want it to be a good experience. But yeah. a lot of people are too insecure to handle that and it yeah. will turn into a fight.
I don't mind it when people ask me to take your picture with fans and I've seen Nats take a bajillion pictures.
Well, okay, two things. Mark, we're not having sex. And two, Nats is my husband, so that's why it works.
Yes, he doesn't mind. Have
no,
you ever
loves
had experience?
It. Oh my
yeah,
God,
he doesn't
no,
mind at all.
He'll carry on the conversation literally more than I will. Like, it's a dream
and
with
you
him.
Should, and you totally should. Like, I got joy out of that. Like, they asked me to take, they didn't know who I was at, like one of, like, we're walking down, like, West Hollywood, and they're like, they fanned out, and I felt so good. Like, I've never experienced that. Like, I was like, take the attention off of me, because I'm like, I get kind of like, like anxiety sometimes, and like he kind of like I don't know, like he took it away, and I was like, oh my God, maybe this is meant to be. Like he could see,
yeah, maybe you need to date more famous people.
I love that because yeah. there is, I mean, there is something that is like tangible about seeing that relationship in person with mm-hmm. a complete stranger. You know, you're going out for ice cream, whatever. Someone literally so random comes up to you, but they have such a deep connection with you. Like that is so beautiful to see. Like
love that.
I've been there when that's happened to you, and mm-hmm. like I love that. But it's so such on a different level when it's with somebody like special like that.
Oh yeah.
And I feel like that's just red flag, right? Mm-hmm. For you now if they're not.
I mean
red flag if they're not famous.
No, it's a red
no, not that.
It's a red flag if they get uncomfortable around, like if it becomes like an energetic competition, then that's scary. Like thank God that didn't happen. Like we just like kind of grew apart. It was like totally different, but like I couldn't imagine like dating somebody and like having like a competitive vibe like that. Like, cause I don't know. I've seen it with like friends and stuff and I'm like, oh no.
That's weird.
Like, yeah. It's
you're not supposed
sad.
To do that.
No.
What's your type?
I like hair. I don't know. Like
mm-hmm.
I know you have long
I
hair,
feel you.
Natural hair or fake hair?
Either or.
Love
like
that.
I just like a rock star vibe. I don't really have
body
like
hair.
Body hair is fine.
Like
yeah.
A bush.
A bush is dope.
Bush in the front
needed.
And back.
front and back.
Work.
I'm needed. Party all around.
Oh
party
my
all
God.
Around.
Okay, work.
Love
you
it.
You said needed, Mark?
Yeah, I need it. But like, he needed it. My boyfriend shaves, so I hate it. It's always like a thing. Like he's
just get
hairless.
A merkin, like a glue on.
I was gonna say, just get like a lace front beard and like put on the landing
yeah.
strip.
That's what I meant.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, I love beards. I love beards, but he never does it. But anyway, sorry. Your type hair?
No, I honestly don't have a type. I know it's so cliche when people say that, but I really don't have a type. Like I've dated like. People, you'd be like the spectrum of my dating history. Like, you'd literally be like, what the fuck? Like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah.
Do you fuck with girls?
Sometimes.
Yeah. I know you do, yeah. I didn't know that, but I felt it, yeah.
Yeah, like.
I love that.
I only had like a real like sexual connection with this one girl in Amsterdam. She was like a bartender, skater girl type of vibe. It was like very like.
Butch?
Not really, just like very like
tomboy.
Tomboy.
Yeah, best.
Yeah, uh-huh. And like we just like it was like practical magic. We just like locked eyes and it was just like, what is this energetic pull? But like, yeah.
In Amsterdam, that's so hot.
Yeah, it really was.
God.
But yeah, no, I haven't really like I've never had like a sexual experience with a girl, but I mean, I'm not opposed to that. Like 70s all day every day.
Wait, you've never?
No. Well, no, not really.
Really? Mm-hmm. Opposed from like making out.
Oh, yeah. I've made out with a lot of girls.
You've never made love to the ocean?
No.
Oh, my God. You love that one.
Just Long Beach.
You just are wild as fuck. Okay, so before we get to queries, I want to play a game. This is just spontaneous and
a
fun.
A game? Oh my God, I don't know about this.
Yes,
okay.
A squid game. I'm just kidding.
I'm scared.
Okay, so I thought that we've done this on previous podcasts and it's been really fun and I feel like you have a wild creative mind.
Okay.
So basically what you do is you point to anybody in the room, so me or Mimi, and you ask a random ass question and they have like 5 to 10 seconds to answer it. It could be anything you want.
Oh my God, I forgot how to play this game.
So
okay, you go
I'll
first,
start.
DG.
I'm scared.
Okay, I'll start.
Okay.
A door.
What? I'm scared. What?
I think you've told me before that you can see auras. What color is mine?
You give me like a yellow vibe.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, you give me like a yellow energy.
What's a yellow?
I don't know. I just feel like you're like bright.
You
like
are yellow, like bright, like the sun.
And you can like kind of like light up a room, but also like adapt to people's personalities and just get along with everybody. Like I feel like I have like a yellowish as well. Like it's just like a, kind of like a, I don't
know. I feel
know.
Like we're very similar in that way.
Yeah, it's like. Go with the flow, rolling with the homies. It's like very that.
Okay, your turn.
I'm scared.
Just ask anything you want. We'll play this for as long as it's fun.
Halloween or Christmas?
To who?
You.
Christmas.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Christmas.
I go all out for Christmas.
Really?
Like, I put wreaths on my gate. I put stockings everywhere. I have stockings for my kittens. I get fake snow. Uh-huh. I go ham. Like, I take it really seriously. When I married into the family that I'm married into now, Nats is, the father-in-law of Nats, whatever, was like, you are Santa Claus. And I was like, you think? He's like, yeah, you made Christmas.
Like, is that you think?
Yeah, I was like, really? You guys don't do this every year?
Would you
pick Halloween, huh?
I like Halloween. Yeah, I like Christmas too because like my family likes it, but it's just like, I don't know, I'm more of a Halloween girl.
What are you being this year? Or can you reveal it?
I don't know. I wanted to be something really cheap from Spirit. Like I wanted to go and like get like I don't know, like a Shrek costume or something, or like something really cheap and just wear
Shrek?
It. I don't know, something cool.
I mean, I love that. I feel like going ugly or super sexy on Halloween's the vibe.
Or both.
You're right. The beauty in LA, especially LA, is there's like 10 Halloweens.
Exactly.
It's like you could give away one costume, but you have 9 left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I guess it's me to Mimi. Mimi, cotton or linen?
What?
Linen.
Why?
Linen. What does linen even feel like? Is that a thicker, like light fleece?
I actually don't know.
Linen
I don't know
sheets?
Why I said that.
I'm actually so random.
Okay, cotton because it's softer. I have no idea.
You better work.
Okay, my turn. It's for both of you. Fuck, marry, kill.
Ooh, I love these.
Me too.
Erica Jane, RuPaul, and Kara.
Oh, this is easy.
Is it?
Yeah, I love these names. Okay. I would kill Erica Jane. I would marry Kara and fuck RuPaul. Just to say,
that's a good one.
Who'd you marry? Kara.
No, I would marry RuPaul for the money.
Marry RuPaul for the money. Yeah, yeah,
and who are you gonna kill? Oh, you're gonna fuck Kara.
I would fuck Kara, I guess. I mean, might as well. And then I would kill Erica. I don't know.
Marry Erica, because that would be fun too.
No, this is her. No, this is her brain. You're not gonna manipulate. You gaslighter. You're a gaslighter, Mark.
Oh my god.
Okay, wait. Who are the three? Erica, RuPaul, and Kara. Okay,
Kara.
I would marry RuPaul. Because I just feel like, no, not for the money. I have my own. No, I'm totally fine.
Sorry,
on my
that was
own.
My answer for the money for me. Sorry,
I feel like
ahead.
She just gets it. Like, I feel like she just gets it and she's just fine. Like, she could be my husband. That's fine.
Yeah.
But also, that's not fulfilling. But still, RuPaul is my husband. And I would fuck Erica.
Okay.
In her clothes. And I'd have to kill you, Kara. I'm sorry.
You would fuck Erica in her closet.
In her closet, in her clothes. Uh-huh. While she's wearing like a business suit or something.
Love that. Love that.
That was a good one, Mark.
Let's keep doing fuck, marry, kill for like two more rounds. Okay, you guys have a turn too. Go.
Okay, for both of you guys, okay? Fuck, marry, kill. Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, Jessica Simpson.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay, go.
Kill Jessica Simpson because she is way too close to my iconic goals and I can have no one on this earth looking that good.
Love that.
I would say definitely fuck the shit out of Christina Aguilera just because she's such a dirty little girl. And marry Britt.
Love that.
Really? Okay. Mine would definitely be marry Jessica because she is a successful businesswoman and I admire that about her.
Love that.
Kill Christina because she just can't pull it together. And what's the other one? Fuck Britney Spears for sure.
You fuck her. Okay, I have one. I have one for you two. Okay. Fuck, marry, kill. Enrique Iglesias, Ricky Martin, and Maluma.
Oh my God.
Those are cute, right?
Yeah, they're all fuck.
Well, you gotta pay.
Wait, say that again.
Maluma.
Okay.
Ricky Martin.
Okay.
Enrique Iglesias.
Okay, I have it. Marry Maluma. Kill Ricky Martin and fuck Enrique Iglesias. Easy.
I would kill Maluma.
Sorry, Ricky.
Wait, why would you kill Maluma, first of all?
Because it rhymes with Voluma, and I don't know.
You've like, already had enough of that?
And I need to get some taken out right here, actually.
I need some of that. Give it.
Here you go. Yeah, I would kill Maluma. Fuck Ricky Martin if I have to. And then I would marry
Enrique. That's a good one. That's a good choice.
Ricky Martin's total marriage material, though. He is. He has kids.
It's Maluma for me. It's like he's a bad boy almost. Like,
right,
he's
so you want to get cheated on every day?
Very hot. I wouldn't mind it. No, if it was him.
If it was
he
Maluma.
Can have his independence.
Is it weird that I don't know who Maluma is?
Oh, he's like, I really don't either, but he's really big.
Yeah, no, he did a song with Madonna. That's the only way I know like who he is. But,
yeah.
Like,
he's very gorgeous.
He's really good looking, yeah.
Like Bad Bunny hot or like...
I don't know who that is.
Kind of. Wait, is Maluma younger than...
Do you find like Machine Gun Kelly and shit hot?
Yes.
For all the wrong reasons.
Bad Bunny sounds like a Machine Gun Kelly.
Okay. No, he's not.
And Maluma is like half that.
Maluma's very cookie cutter. Like, he could be in like a Gucci ad if they dressed him up nice.
Love that.
Well, yeah, so but could also has Kelly. An edge.
Jesus Christ. Okay, yeah, he has
There's
an
edge. Okay, no, since Adora is our special guest, you can have the last one.
Oh, it's the fuck, marry, kill, right?
Whatever you want. It's whatever you want.
I'm scared.
Make it not fuck, marry, kill then. Whatever you want.
Okay, Spice Girls. Or Pussycat Dolls?
Oh.
Hard, but Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah, me too.
Like, buttons shaped my life.
Oh my
me
God.
Me too, shaped our lives.
Like, I'm so sorry.
Can I tell a quick story? So we went on a trip to Montreal, Quebec, and it was at a circus school, and we did the buttons dance on the balance beam. And that
in
was
in front
the
of our whole class. It was like the eighth grade class.
Yes.
And we were flaming. And our teacher was like, get them off of there.
I love that.
We were doing the choreo.
But that was the first time that like I saw straight guys like give us good feedback because the guys who were working at the circus were like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, good job. Do you remember that?
I absolutely do.
And that was
like
my first validation from men. So I was like, oh my God, like oh my God, like this.
You're like, I'm going to chase this till the day I die.
This is the feeling I love. I wish I was there. I would have been like fucking Kris Jenner with my camera.
No, and we knew all about the Robin Anton and the Mikey Minden. We were going, yeah.
Was there flames involved, like fire?
I mean, there should have been. Come on, Cirque du Soleil.
Oh my God, that was a really good question, but sorry, Spice Girls, it's Pussycat Dolls.
You're Spice Girls,
I'm
I assume?
Spice Girls.
Why?
Just because I was more impressionable when they like were like the time era. Like, yeah, Pussycat Dolls raised me in my like high school era, but like Spice Girls were my Beatles. Like, Ginger was my Lennon.
Ginger.
She's so iconic.
Fucking love her.
Posh Spice.
Okay, so before we let you go, Adore, will you stay with us for some queries from our callers?
Yes, I love that idea.
Okay, be right back, guys. Welcome back, everyone. We are about to answer some of your hotline questions. And of course, if you do not already know, you can call us on our hotline at 1-844-QUERIES. That is Q-U-E-E-R-Y-S. And of course, ask us anything. Nothing is off limits. And we already know you have a question, so dial it up. Adore, are you ready to get into it?
I am so ready. I've never been so much more ready.
Killing it.
Yes. Okay, here we go. Our first query.
Hey, Gigi, this is Bryce. I've been following you on YouTube. Been a fan of yours ever since you been on YouTube. Enjoy your videos. And my question is this. If you got breast implants, what size should you get if you're a guy that's fixing to become a woman? Thank you.
Hey, Bryce. Thank you so much for that question. I'm going to assume these breasts are for yourself. That is really fucking exciting. Just to keep it real, I mean, Bryce, between you and I and our listeners, I've had 3 breast implants. So it is a little bit of a process to stretch out your muscular wall. I would assume that you want to do them under the muscle because that's the most natural looking. I would just do your research, honestly. Like, I don't think that you can just go on Google, pick a breast augmentation place, and just go for it. Really look at the reviews. See if they've done people similar as your body type and people who, you know, are going through the same thing as you. It's really important. And I feel that you just need to keep your expectations realistic. But if I were to express anything, I would say really match up the width of the breast implant to your chest tissue, like your chest width. I made the mistake the first time I did them. They were too narrow and they just like looked like 2 floating circles and it was not cute. And I do not want that for you, Bryce.
Bryce, thank you for your question. Gigi, can I ask you some questions about your implants? Are they saline? Are they silicone? Are they teardrop, low profile, high profile? Are you okay to speak on that?
Of course. Yeah. So I started with high profile because that's what the doctor that I went to suggested. He goes, you need bombshell boobs. When they healed, they looked a little bit ridiculous, but I was 21. I was living my best life. I got them for my 21st birthday, so nice. I was feeling my Playboy fantasy. And then I kind of slowly went moderate, low profile, because the teardrop fantasy from the side, the silhouette, is kind of the sexiest in my personal opinion. So it's all about personal preference, and I feel like Bryce will decipher that as they go.
Adore, if you had to get breast implants, how would you want your boobs to look?
I would probably get like really small boobs, just enough to do like under boob, like shirts. That's just like Same. My fantasy. Like, I just want to like re-go to like school and just like have like under boob like showing so I can get sent home. I just always love that look in magazines.
No, like I literally live for that. So like an A cup.
Kinda like, I like Jessica Biel's
Jessica Biel and
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like, they're full, but they're
absolutely.
I just wanted to always wear like a white see-through tank top and like run from like a chainsaw.
Duh.
Amazing.
Duh.
That's what I do every night in my dreams.
Bryce, thank you for your question. Our second query.
Hi, Gigi. This is Forrest. First of all, I just want to say that I love you and Matt, and Matt is a huge reason why I was able to come out and be authentically myself. So I guess my question is, how do you go about the name change? Because that's what I'm going through now, and most people call me by my birth name, my old name, and I'm not loving it. And I'm ready to move into the direction of being called Forrest regularly. I try to correct people sometimes, but most of the time I just let it slide until they realize that they, you know, fucked it up. But what would be your best advice for that? I love you guys, love the podcast, and thank you for all your amazing contributions to the trans community. Love you. Bye.
Oh, first of all, Forrest, I love that name. Thank you for your question. Gigi, do you have anything to say about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, name change is so, it's so crucial in your transition because what you see on your ID is what the world sees you, right? As you travel, as you buy alcohol, cigarettes, show your ID getting in anywhere, it really is your identity. So I totally understand the severity behind this. I mean, I've changed my name twice now. It's been Gigi and I've changed my last name. And what I would say is it might not be the easiest situation where you live, but go on Google, look up your region, your county, your state, whatever, and get into it. No matter how many steps it is, no matter how much paperwork you have to do, get into it because it will be worth it. And once you see that on a government certified ID, you will just smile from ear to ear and be so happy. And I also really like the name Forrest. Good choice.
Too. Wait, how would you deal with being dead named, especially in the beginning of your transition? I would, if it were me, speaking as a non-trans person, I think standing up for yourself is really important. And I think you should call it out every single time. Do you agree?
I do too. I mean, it is really hard, you know, like having someone call you a dead name, especially if you're in public with strangers, it can be really stressful. Like, it's very, very difficult to stand up for yourself when you don't feel the most confident about yourself. Like, you sometimes just want to, like, go home and fade in the background and be like, this is, like, not what I signed up for. But I would say really just expect it at the beginning because – and also don't really fault people that much because it is really relearning how to call you something. Like, my husband even transitioned and I would catch myself slipping up on pronouns and all that stuff. And it's not to say that you don't love someone, so don't – you know, shy away from that because they do mess up. Just know it's human and it's fine and just keep driving it home, bitch.
Adore, do you have any words of advice or encouragement for Forrest?
No, I just love that name, Forrest. That was beautiful advice, by the way. I was like taking that
it
in.
Was.
No, I thanks, love guys. That name, Forrest. That's beautiful.
Thank you, Forrest. Keep up the good work. Our third and last query for this episode. Here we go.
Hi, Gigi and Mimi. This is Sarah from St. Louis. Gigi, I was on your latest Superdot event stream, and we talked about my wedding and things, but there was one thing I wanted to ask because of time restraints I totally get. I was not able to ask. And Mimi, feel free to weigh in on this as well. And what is one thing, Gigi, that you wish that you had learned or known before you got married that you did not know before you were wed to Nat? And, yeah, that's it. Stay gorgeous. Gigi, I'm eating Crunchwrap Supremes in your honor, even though it's not going to help me lose the weight to get back to my wedding dress. I love you both. Podcast is definitely helping me with my walks. Every day, 2 miles a day to help lose my weight for my wedding. So, mwah, mwah, mwah.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for your question. I just want to say you don't need to lose any weight on your for your wedding day. No, if someone goes to a wedding and all they're thinking about is how fat the bride is, they're fucking sick. Like, just be happy.
Hell yes.
It doesn't matter because if you're really happy, you will glow and people will love it. Gigi, how do you wish you knew anything before getting married or knew something? Any advice for yourself?
No, I always just say anybody getting married, literally be so selfish, be so crazy selfish because it is your day. You're the one paying for it. Even if you're not, you know, the father of the brides, the groom, whatever is paying for it. There's so much money being put into this day and you, it's about you and the other person. So really go for gold. Like if you don't want to say hi to everybody, you don't have to say hi to everybody. And my sister, my maid of honor was trying to tell me that. And I'd be like, oh yeah, but I just want to like say hi. Thanks for coming. And she's like, no, there's only 24 hours in a day. Really get into it. But I feel like where it goes for your partner, you should really have no surprises. You should know everything about them. You guys should have already lived together because that's where the surprises come from. After like, oh yeah, you get married, you have sex, you live together. It's like, that's where the problems start. So really just handle that before you walk down the aisle. But, you know, to each their own.
I want to take this question a little bit further so that we can all answer it. What would you tell yourself like 10 years ago? If you could give yourself advice to the person you were 10 years ago, what would you say, Adore?
stick it out. It's gonna get, like, you know, it's, it sounds like super cliche, but like it does get better. And like, I do look at like the black and white of my life, it's like each year there's so many amazing opportunities that come, and I feel like super blessed to even like turn down certain opportunities. And it's just be grateful and just bask in your glory. It's gonna, you get better with age. Don't listen to people in LA that say that once you hit a certain age, it's gonna be over, because it starts when you hit around 30. Like, you start to really think about shit differently, and life becomes a little bit more beautiful. And it's like, you take shit more seriously, yeah.
I would say it's okay that life is in chapters. Chapters closed and new ones will open. You will live multiple lifetimes, and that's okay. Like, don't have anxiety when things end, because that just means it's another start. Like, I always would hang on to things, but now I'm very much more like, okay, that's over. What's next? So I would just tell myself, relax, things end.
I love that.
And that's it for this podcast. Adore, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. This was super fun.
What are you working on right now? Where can people find you? Give them all the scoop.
I'm actually just starting to write for my fourth album right now. I released...
So exciting.
Thank you. I released an EP at the beginning of August. It's called Dirty Laundry. So that's out right now. And I'm preparing for a huge tour next year and just working every week in a club near you, motherfucker.
Well, thank you so much for coming on Queerified. I really appreciate it. We love you.
Thank you guys for having me, honestly.
Yeah, we literally love the shit out of you. And until we see you guys on the next episode, thanks for listening.
Thanks to our guest, Adore Delano, and thank you so much for listening. You can follow us on Instagram at Gigi Gorgeous and at Mark Maverick.
And as always, Queerified is a presentation of Ramble, a Cadence 13 studio. Please listen, rate, and review. It helps us so much. And also follow all episodes. Available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you on the next one. Love you, bitch.